Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. On Friday, when the show came to an end, we had discussed the fact that Jade, you and your lovely husband Milko were heading off on a couple's retreat.
Yes.
Now, this is a kind of a coupling sort of event in the Blue Mountains where you come together and you learn about your relationship. Yeah. You mentioned tantric and you mentioned all sorts of different things. Whoa.
Connection and reconnected in intimacy. And
how did it go?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Damien.
Well, sit down. Come in close.
Come and sit down, everyone.
Pull up a chair.
It was really funny, like, driving up there, we not know what to expect. So in the Blue Mountains, he had 2.5 hours, and, like, the whole time we're going, what is this going to be like? Like, are we going to walk in and there'll be a giant fishbowl and we've all got to throw our keys in there? And we unwittingly were going to a swingers retreat or, yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen 9 Perfect Strangers.
Oh, yeah.
The series with Nicole Kidman, yeah. And she's this crazy wellness lady. We're like, is that who we're going to turn up, this crazy Marsha yeah. lady? Yeah. Will we get it? And we were driving in and it was all misty and all these trees with no leaves. And we're like, it's kind of like the Blair Witch Project. Oh. Will we survive? And then we arrived late, so we're like straight in there. All the couples are all sitting together on these little like yoga mats and we're like, oh God, what's going to happen
late.
Here? And we were like, well, because I had to finish the radio show. Okay, so headed up there. And then like it was like out of the frying pan into the fire. You were like straight into it. And you had, you know, you've got to do an introduction at stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like, so you've got to introduce yourself and say, oh, where are you from? Well, with this, you had to introduce your partner, but you had to say 4 positive things about them and 1 negative.
So straight off the bat.
So straight off the bat, you've got to say what's great about your other half and then also throw in there something that's not so great about them.
Oh.
And apparently that's the rule to a good relationship is like, if you're going to do a negative, do positives first and then throw in a negative.
But and any good relationship knows that when you put in the negative, you ought to just too good looking.
Yeah.
It's one of those reinforced negative
ones. That's right, Backhanded, like, compliment.
That's right.
Yeah. And then the first guy, like, started crying straight away and he's like going, oh, my God, I don't know what happened. He goes, I haven't cried since my wedding. And I don't know if she put something in the water, but everyone was like, everyone cried and all these macho men. And But it was like, it was an amazing weekend. It was exhausting and not for the reason you think, more emotionally exhausting than anything like that. So we kind of drove out of there quite shell-shocked and went, let's just put music on for a couple of hours while we drive home because it's hard work.
All right, so from the whole weekend, so your hard work, a lot of discussion, a lot of getting to know each other again, rekindling, and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
What were your made? Give us 3 takes away from it.
So 3 takes. My 3 takes would be like love vitamins. So in your relationship, you know, there's little love vitamins throughout the day, and these are like small moments. So like when say goodbye to each other in the morning, you really need to stop and connect, kind of check in with each other, have a kiss with feeling, and then cuddle. And then also the same when you come home, and you should kiss your partner before you even kiss your kids or anything like that.
Okay.
So it's to kind of show your kids or your pets or whatever you have that you prioritise your relationship. So that was one of the big things.
Sometimes your pet just comes straight up to you. I mean, Billy, my dog, kind of get Eileen will be coming for me and Billy will just kind of butt in.
You've got to ignore Billy.
Get away.
Just ignore him. Pretend he's not there.
And I don't know about you, Damo, but the dog's way happier to see me than anyone else.
And it's so true. So then you both of you have to be happy to see each other or at least fake it, you know, and then hopefully it becomes
cool.
A thing.
I like that,
The other thing was like the metaphor, which I really loved because I love a metaphor about treating your relationship like a boat.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a boat. You both got to help steer it through calm and choppy waters. You know, you both got to work on it together and like, you don't jump overboard on a boat when things get tough. When it's rough, you don't go, see you later, I'm bailing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to do that. And so for us, like, because it's all about quality time, we're booked in nightly boat maintenance. After the kids go to bed, boat maintenance at 8 p.m.
Oh,
and
wow. Then,
so my husband's like, so we can scrape off the barnacles. And I'm like... And the biggest thing out of everything is communicate.
Yeah.
So talk. And you've got to, like, communicate, like, active, like, listening. So if you're talking to me about something, I need to listen. Not in my head go, what am I going to say back? How can I defend this or whatever?
Oh.
And then if you say something, oh, this makes me feel like that, then you ask why. Why does it make you feel like that? And you'll learn more. You're always assuming you know what your partner's needs and wants are, but unless you ask them and you talk about it, you actually don't.
True.
So, I mean, they're my big 3 takeaways. It was an amazing weekend. Learned a lot.
Oh, well, that's good.
Learned a lot about ourselves and each other and our relationship. And, you know, so we went away with heaps of information and some rope.
Oh, and some rope.
Oh, wow.
And a candle that turns into massage oil when you light it. So, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, jeez. That's the party favour.
That's right. It was.
Handcuffs, rope, and a candle.
Yeah, that's it. You've got to go away from a party with a goodie bag.
Little whip.
Oh, no, you have to buy those yourself.
Oh, they're separate. Okay. All right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train, Topic Train.
Yeah, Travis Winks in the newsroom sorts through the stories of importance each and every day, but occasionally we kind of dust off a couple that Trav's ignored. We reckon there's a bit of life in these.
That's right.
Subway. So grab your Jade, Damien. Subway is offering free Sangers for life for anyone prepared to get a foot-long tattoo.
Or as in a full tattoo of a foot long.
Of a foot long.
The length of a foot long?
Foot long sub, yeah. Free subs for life for one person who gets a foot long tattoo. That's the 12-inch bad boy, okay? Oh. That's the big one.
I love Subway.
Of the Subway logo. So it's 12 inches of the Subway logo. Whack that on your bod, you're eating for life.
The Subway logo? Oh, jeez. That's a big ass.
The logo better than the actual, like, foot-long bread roll you put down your
I'd be all right with the bread roll. I don't want the logo on me.
Do you know what? There would be people that would do that. I actually feel like that they will have to turn some people away because there'll be more than one person who'll say, I'll put Subway on my body for Subway for life. I love a good sub.
Would you do it?
No, but I do like Subway. I'm thinking about it.
What would you do?
If I had to pick like any brand.
Any kind of takeaway food.
Oh,
like
I do
a
like,
whack a taco on there somewhere or some I do little like, nugs, nuggets, what you?
I like Thai. Like I do like a lot of Thai. Right. Can I throw a little dim sim on me somewhere?
No, it has to be a foot long dim sim.
All right.
A couple of fish cakes.
A fish cake, like just, two fish cakes.
That's a whole meal. I think what I would do, the tip of my leg, where my leg just kind of meets my hips.
The hip, yeah.
I'd get a big battered sausage.
A battered surf. Kev's hot chips and takeaway.
And then there's under a certain light, if I'm roaming around in the nude, it'll be like, oh, look at that.
Wow.
Thanks
for sharing that fantasy with us, Damien.
There you go.
All right, the rapper Drake. We love Drake. His Instagram crush has been identified as an Australian maths teacher. Don't know whether you saw this across the weekend, but Drake 35 sent fans into a bit of a spin on the weekend. Put a picture on his Instagram stories when he was at this Gigi restaurant in Saint-Tropez of a beautiful blonde woman who was seemingly unaware of that he's taken the photo and done all of that. But look, he captioned it saying, I tried to airdrop this woman a pic of herself because she's a dime. She's a dime.
Wow.
Well, as it turns out, the woman allegedly is a maths teacher.
She's an Aussie maths teacher too, isn't she? Yeah.
So she's currently holidaying overseas at the moment with her electrician partner, if you don't mind, Nathan,
and their
newborn son, Henry.
Okay.
Oblivious to the picture being shared to 117 million. But look, when you think back in the day, we all had a bit of a crush, right, on a school teacher.
Yeah, we did. I'm looking at this maths teacher. Even I've got a little bit of a crush on her. She just had a kid. She looks amazing.
I've just found her as well, yeah. So she's... Yeah, well, there you go. But strange that he put up a picture of her. I was never... There was one teacher, my English teacher. I remember... I think all of us fancied her at one point, you know. She just started as a teacher, you know, so... She was
fresh out of university.
She wasn't long out of university and we're...
Kind of in your age bracket, not quite.
Wasn't quite, but kind of, you know, you kind of thought, if I hang on for a few years...
Maybe she'll notice me.
Maybe she'll notice me and... Yeah, but no, everyone fancied her. Everyone fancied her. Mm. And then I think she separated from her husband and then there was like cheering, you know.
Everyone was like, oh, she's available.
She's available. This really could happen. It never happened.
I can tell Jade's got some visions and memories coming back.
Some good, some not so good I think of my teachers.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It's all happened to all of us at different stages. You get a bit of a crush.
Did you ever have a crush, Dino?
Yeah, on a school teacher.
Oh, yeah, go on, Dino. Name and shame.
I like yours, though. The English teacher.
I did. You know, there was an English teacher. We all fancied her.
Yeah,
I
mean, so she was the school crush.
She was the school crush. Yeah. Everybody was familiar with her. Yeah. It was just one of those situations where she was a little bit older than us, but not by much.
Yeah, that's right. So still in your ballpark.
So you kind of thought. Yeah. So yeah, a lot of people fancied her.
Okay. Well, our number's 4275 or 96.5. Let's go to Lake Illawarra. Beck's given us a buzz. You got a school crush?
I do. Yeah. We had, well, not an actual teacher, but it's a student teacher that came for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, had the nice, you know, solid muscular frame.
Oh.
You know, quite good looking compared to the old one that we had at the school. You know, it was a nice change.
Yeah, yeah. Was he a PE student teacher?
Yeah, he sure was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're always the good-looking sure ones. They played a lot of sport.
The beauty was when he was taking us, we had dance. We were doing like a dance and we were doing like salsa, and I was like, oh yeah, move out of the way, girls. This is right up my alley.
Oh, jeez.
Sit down, girls. I got this.
Hold my beer.
We're in high school, Dino.
Yeah, in high school.
Hold my flavoured milk.
Hold my move.
thanks for the call, Beck. Appreciate it.
That takes me back to Kymer High School. You know, you're talking about sexy teachers, and I've got a vision. Anyone who went to Kymer High, Mr. Pike, he used to be the PE teacher, and he wore like really short little shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we had dance, he'd get out these big dancing shoes. They were like men's form of high heels, and we'd be waltzing around the room. It wasn't sexy.
Oh, it wasn't sexy.
We actually did it. There weren't many teacher crushes at Kymer High School in my time.
Oh.
None at all. Until we had a relief teacher.
What a relief.
I tell you what, he was a little bit of a relief for all the girls in year 10. Geography teacher, Mr. Brake. He filled in for a couple of months.
He knew his way around the world.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he knew where to put things on the map. No, he was like, he was a good teacher. I think because he was younger too and cool. And even if I look back now, he wasn't really even that good looking. But compared to every other teacher, oh my gosh, he's amazing. Kymer High. We didn't much to pick from. Not many people to crush on in Kymer.
Oh, well.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We have another hero of the day. Yes.
Oh, what a way to kick off the week.
Well, it's a Monday and we need to celebrate people who've done extraordinary things.
Yeah, we do.
Extraordinary things. All right, have you ever gone to a shopping centre and just been having a bad day? You know,
yes.
You're roaming around Woolworths and Coles or whatever and you're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you like have screaming kids hanging off you, or you're frazzled because you don't have much time and you've got to get ingredients for dinner.
Yeah, it can be an ordeal,
it
all right? One lady by the name of Pam, all right? She was in Woolworths. She had had a very, very tough day. She looked after a whole bunch of dogs, and the dogs had just been taken to the hospital because they got parvovirus, which is a terrible disease for dogs to get. And she was just so upset. She was looking down the rows. Nothing was making sense.
Oh,
and it was just
Pam.
At that moment she needed hero came along.
Oh.
There was a young fella by the name of Jaden.
Yeah.
He was packing shelves. He came up to her and he says, hello, lady. Is there anything I could do for you? Can I help you in any way?
Yeah.
She said, yes, you can. And he guided her through whatever she needed to get, brought her up to the till, and then that same hero, Jaden, he paid for everything. He was
That's
a Woolworths
so nice.
Employee who actually helped her and paid for all the groceries.
Oh, my God. Who is Jaden's mother? Somebody needs to call her and say, your son, what a beautiful specimen.
Beautiful. What a gorgeous thing to do. If that's not inspiring for everybody waking up in the Illawarra this morning, you know, you're at your shopping centre, you're doing something like that, you're in the row getting a coffee, buy one for the person behind you.
I know.
Just
I
do
like
it.
It's small acts of kindness. They don't have to be big. You don't have to pay $200 worth of groceries. You can pay $5 for a coffee.
We've mentioned it before. It's called hope. Help one person every day.
That's right.
That's it.
All right.
All right. Take that and run.
Do something with it. I don't know.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, guess what's coming back on October 15th after a 3-year hiatus due to COVID?
What's coming back?
Relay.
Back again.
Relay for Life.
Oh.
Yeah, Relay for Life. Absolutely an awesome cause, an awesome event, and what they do for cancer research is just phenomenal.
Oh, and they're always really inspiring events and really a lot of fun as well, because they've been like off for a couple of years, haven't they? All the Relay for Life's because of COVID.
Well, because of COVID, everything.
So we're back, baby.
We are back, 15th of October. I went to the launch the other day. It's at the Innovation Campus.
New venue.
So it used to always be at Karen McCann Park.
Yeah. It's actually really cool. I walked around the track and checked it all out, and it's going to be a beautiful setting. Mm. If we get a gorgeous day, it'll be just absolutely awesome. One of the really interesting things I found is, you know, the money that's raised goes towards various research areas of cancer. One of the interesting ones, the community lead, her name's Steffi Lake, she revealed that in 2035, due to the research that they've done over the last couple of years, cervical cancer will be fully eradicated in Australia, the first place in the world.
Wow.
So that's like one of the hero stories of all the work that these guys have done over the years, which is amazing. And they do research in everything. It's in all areas. But in particular, cervical cancer, early detection, as a result of the research that they've done, it could get rid of it forever.
So, and the thing is, too, that's one cancer down, you know, if we can keep supporting these causes to do further research into cancers, absolutely. Other cancers, we could be eradicating more.
Yeah, look, one bloke who I know you were rubbing shoulders with at the launch of Relay for Life the other day, good friend of the show, patron of Relay for Life, and, of course, the top dog of Destination Wollongong, Mark Slay joins us. Hey, Mark, this is great news about Relay for Life coming back.
Oh, it's fantastic news, guys. I know that a wonderful group of volunteers have run the event for many, many years, and for the last 3 years with COVID, they haven't been able to get it away. So very much looking forward to a 21st birthday celebration this year. Bigger and better than ever to celebrate Relay for Life.
Oh, we're so excited to be involved, and I'm really excited about the theme too, because I love a party. And a 21st birthday party, no less. I'm thinking I might wear what I wore to my 21st birthday. I was roller girl because the theme was boogie nights. So I'm going to be roller skating around the rink. Look out.
All right. Definitely look out. Oh, my goodness
me. I'm terrible on roller skates, but it'll be a lot of fun. And look, you know, it is for a serious cause as well, Mark. I think the stats are pretty scary, isn't it? One in two people will be touched by cancer in their lifetime. Is that where we're currently at?
Yeah, that's where we're currently at. And, you know, Damien makes a great point about the wonderful work that the Cancer Council does with research. And 95% of the funding that the Cancer Council gets comes from events such as Relay for Life. So they're incredibly important that people put their hand in their pocket. I think the other thing that's worth noting is whilst the research is so important, it's the services that the Cancer Council provide locally. Yeah. So wonderful property like Alkira Lodge, where they bring people up from the South Coast and they basically create a family for them while they're going through their cancer journey. And, you know, a cancer journey for anyone is just so tough. But imagine doing it without your family. Yeah. You know, the small things like picking people up, the cancer sufferers, and taking them with a friendly face to go in and get their treatment again when their family can't be with them. And, you know, that hand-holding, the volunteers that work for the Cancer Council, all of the wonderful layers that sit behind it, and it's events such as these which allow those services to happen. And we all, when we're at our darkest moment and we need those services, we really appreciate them. And I guess it's up for us, touch wood, while we're not having those dark moments, to support these causes so that people who are doing a little tougher than us that have a little bit of respite in the time when they need it.
Absolutely, and that is what it's all about. You know, I heard various speeches on the day, and one of the messages that came across during the launch was that people who get involved in Relay for Life make friendships for life as a result of it, because it's shared experiences, whether they be good or bad, but it's people coming together and actually sharing those experiences and trying to improve from them or trying to help themselves through it as well, which I think it's a wonderful part of Relay for Life. We're going to be part of it.
We certainly are, 100%. Yeah, we're supporting Relay for Life. We love it. We do it every time that Relay for Life is on. We are there front and centre. It is going to be great. And I believe you can register now, get a team together, whether it's your workmates, whether it's your friends, and then register now to be part of Relay for Life. So October 15 is the day.
October 15.
12 hours of power.
That's right. Celebration and party, that is the theme. So there you go.
Wear your party dress and your joggers.
That's right. Exactly.
Good on you, Mark Slay. We'll chat further about this as it gets closer, mate. But now is the time to jump onto the Relay for Life Illawarra Wollongong site, or you can go to our website, start thinking about putting that team together, whether it's amongst your workmates or your friends and family. Good on you, Mark. We'll chat soon.
Very much appreciate the support, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.